Well, in Washington today, the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry continues with testimony from the first current White House official to go behind closed doors and questions from both Democrats and Republicans. And Alexander Vindman, top Ukraine expert at the National Security Council, listened in on President Trump's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president, during which a transcript shows Trump asked Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and the beginning of the Russia investigation. Vindman says in his opening statement he was concerned about the phone call and flagged it to NSC lawyers because he didn't think it was proper. Also today, House members are preparing for a vote this Thursday to authorize the impeachment inquiry. Republicans have claimed that House Democrats have been violating precedent and tradition by not holding that vote. Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And it's been widely reported Nancy Pelosi didn't want an impeachment inquiry vote because Democrats in redder districts would then have to go on the record, and that's why Republicans wanted the vote. But, you know, they've also been saying, Republicans have, that there's no precedent for not having a vote. Is there?
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that requires a vote. There was a vote both with Presidents Nixon and Clinton. That's true. That's a tradition. But that was a choice. And that's a small case. There wasn't with Andrew Johnson in the 19th century. So Republicans are saying that, but it's not based on much of a foundation. Yeah. The House has incredible latitude in terms of how to conduct this kind of process.
So no constitutional roadmap, but an historical one that there was some precedent. But what does holding a vote this Thursday allow Democrats who are, you know, behind this inquiry to do more than they've already been doing?
Well, politically, it's simply a statement that there is a process. They are responding now to this Republican criticism. And so it gives the party some cover from this argument that they're just all over the place and they're handling the process in the way they want. It also is a way to collect Democratic support behind this. It will put pressure on those swing district Democrats. But what Pelosi can do is show, I have the votes of the majority behind continuing with this. Yeah. And I think that's really important.
Well, what about criticisms that the depositions in the inquiry that's already, that, you know, have been going on have been closed door? You know, we saw the Republicans barge in. Democrats say that there will be public hearings with the same witnesses down the road, that this is the process. It's like a grand jury. And they do it so that witnesses can't coordinate their stories. Is that true?
Well, the fact is the Nixon and the Clinton impeachment had closed-door proceedings. The judiciary in both cases didn't do everything in front of the public. So that simply goes against not only the record, but what many Republicans who are currently in Congress were fine with back when Clinton was president. So there will be a public inquiry in the next stage. But this is totally not only within constitutional rules, but also within tradition.
And we should say also that both Republicans and Democrats have had the same amount of time, we understand 50% each, to question the witnesses behind those closed doors. You know, what do you think in general, Julian, about this period in history? You mentioned Nixon and Clinton, you're not going back that far. Is this the impeachment period in American history?
Well, if we compare where we are today compared to pre-1974, certainly impeachment is a more normal tool of politics, and we're willing to use that at some level when the case presents itself. It's still, I think, a very difficult process. I don't think politicians are eager to jump into this. Even in this case, Speaker Pelosi really, really has hesitated. But it is the fear is that if legislators are more comfortable using this, and we are in a more partisan era where partisan politics is fiercer, that we might see this again in the near future. But I still think politicians don't want to get into this too quickly.
Just in the minute we have, just a little more on that history, because it sounds like you were saying that this almost wasn't meant to be as big a deal as it has become. It was kind of a way to tack the ship, you know, tack the sails on the ship.
It's a last resort. It's when we have a situation where we can't just wait for the next election, and we wanted to prevent the country from suffering under presidential corruption or an abuse of presidential power. But just because it's not meant to be used very frequently doesn't mean it's not meant to be used. It was put in there for a reason, and many think we face that right now.
And I remember Alexander Hamilton's words, it's to keep foreigners from being in our affairs. Julian Zelitzer of Princeton, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.